welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now a little music from yesteryear, like way, way yesteryear. Members of the Peabody Consort join me here now in Studio A. They specialize in music from the earliest eras of what we've come to know as classical music. The Consort is on their way to the Indianapolis Early Music Festival next week, and in November, they'll appear at the Early Music Hawaii Festival, another prestigious festival in a very great place to be in the month of November. And this Sunday, they will give a concert that features music from the three Abrahamic religions. It's called Words and Music of Three Faiths. It'll take place Sunday night at Second Presbyterian Church at 7 o'clock. They are in the studio today with their instruments, and I'm delighted that they will give us a little preview. Soprano Julie Bosworth is here. Brian Kay is here with his oud. And the founder of the Consort is Peabody faculty member Mark Sudek, who's here with a tambourine or two and a gittern. How you doing, Mark? It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, Tom. Thanks for having us.
So you guys really, you conjure up music from a long time ago. This piece you're about to play for us dates from the 13th century. I mean, how do you keep track of music that was written that long ago?
Well, there's
my Beatle records. You know, how do you keep track of those guys?
Well, fortunately, a lot of this music stays in the oral tradition, so it's still buzzing around us. And there are transcriptions available. The Cantigas de Santa Maria were a beautiful collection of music from the court of Alfonso X. El Sabio, or the Wise, and they are accompanied by beautiful little paintings in the scores that show musicians of these three faiths making music together.
All right, so the whole point of this concert is to take Christian, Jewish, and Islam musical traditions, and you're even going to interplay or interpolate some readings from each of those traditions as part of the performance as well. Is that right?
That's correct. Although we're not playing Islamic music as such, there's no real liturgical music that we can do with these instruments, so we're doing an Arabic set.
An Arabic set. Well, yeah. We're not going to start with the Arabic set. We're going to start with the Cantigas de Santa Maria. So this, as you say, is from the court of Alfonso X. I know that that's our director and engineer Luke Spicknall's favorite monarch from the 12th century, the 13th century. So why don't we just let you guys rip? So you're playing a gittern, and Brian, you're playing an oud,
yes.
And Julie, you're playing a soprano voice.
Original instrument.
An original instrument indeed. All right. Here's the Cantigas de Santa Maria.
Thank you.
thank you so much. That was just delightful. The Peabody Concert, that's Julie Bosworth singing the Cantigas de Santa Maria. Brian Kay played the oud, and Mark Sudek, who's the founder of the Peabody Concert, on the guitar. And by the way, we are broadcasting this on the WIPR Facebook page, thanks to our good buddy Jemila Kremple. So tune into the Facebook page, and you can see these incredible instruments. Brian Kay, let me ask you to tell us a little bit about the oud. You know, when you played that tune, it reminded me, I've decided that this is the basis for Norwegian Wood of Paul McCartney. It sounds like, you know, Paul McCartney heard that tune and said, I'm going to write Norwegian Wood. Your instrument looks like a sort of like a guitar, and the top of it sort of melted back somehow or something. Explain how this thing is put together.
Okay, well, it's interesting that you bring up Norwegian Wood, because the name oud literally means from the wood.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was a lucky guess.
Yeah. And the name of the lute comes from oud. Al oud. Turned into, over time, lute.
Cool.
And, the construction of the instrument is slightly different from the lute that we know of. The instrument that we see in paintings of angels from medieval times. Because it's played with a plectrum. This is called a risha. And for those of you who can't see it, it's called risha because risha means eagle feather. And in traditional times and medieval times, when it was legal to possess an eagle feather, people played this instrument with that.
And it's by the also, time it got to Greg and Dwayne Allman, it became a guitar pick.
Right.
Yeah.
And the instrument is fretless, so I can play quarter tones or the notes that fall between the cracks and the keys of a piano.
Yeah.
And
play like 20 seconds for us so we can get a chance to hear this thing by itself. Sure. It's so beautiful to look at, and it really sounds cool, too.
Yeah. So I will play an Arabic mode. Arabic modes are called makam or makamat. And this will display some of these notes that fall between the cracks. And this is called bayati.
Beautiful. Brian Kay playing the oud here, part of the Peabody Concert. They're giving a concert on Sunday night. So, Mark Sudek, when you approach this endeavor of yours that has been a lifelong endeavor, we got about 30 seconds before we're going to have you play another tune to take us out. But you not only have to know about the music, you really have to know about the actual history of what was going on at the times that all these pieces were being written.
Well, it's certainly helpful. But fortunately, this era in history is very, very well documented. The court of Alfonso X is hugely important and singularly important for this collection of musicians and scholars from various faiths at his court.
So. Well, I really appreciate all of you guys coming by, and have a great time in Indianapolis and in Hawaii. I promise to be very jealous in November.
We will.
When you take off for Hawaii. Those musicologists are no dummies. They know if they're going to have a conference, and it's in November. Let's go to Hawaii. You know? You don't see very many conferences, you know, in Grand Rapids, Michigan in November. All right, the Peabody Concert. They're going to do a concert with a poetry reading called Words and Music of Three-Face on Sunday night at 7 o'clock at Second Presbyterian Church in North Baltimore. And we've got details on the web, wipr.org/ midday. Coming up Monday on the program, a look at the Link, Baltimore Link, the new transit system in Baltimore, goes into effect on Sunday. And beginning that day, for the next 2 weeks, the MTA is offering free rides on buses, light rail, and the subway as everybody gets acclimated to the new routes. And on Monday, we'll take a look at the new system and what challenges still need to be addressed. MTA Director Kevin Quinn, Brian O'Malley from the Central Maryland Transit Alliance, Samuel Jordan from the Baltimore Transit Equity Coalition, and city planner Klaus Philipson will join me. We hope you can join us too. Midday's director and engineer is the son of Paul Spicknall. Our senior producer is the son of Jerry Sivak. Our producers are Anthony Armstrong's daughter and Bob Cahill's daughter. Michael Coughlin's son wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our interns are the daughters of Robert Ellen and Mark Schultz and the son of George Hu. I'm the son of Charles Hall. We wish you a very happy Father's Day to all the dads who are tuning in or joining us online, and we send a shout out to all the sons and daughters who miss their dads for whatever reason. Thanks to the Marie-Louise Bistro for lunch today. They're located on Charles Street in Mount Vernon. They specialize in a blend of French, Italian, and Mediterranean cuisines. They're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, or dinner with brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Menu and reservations at marie-louise-bistro-catering.com. Thanks for joining us. Now we'll send you out with more from the Peabody Consort. This is oud player Brian Kay, soprano Julie Bosworth, and Mark Sudek on percussion. He is the director of the concert. This is a Sephardic romance, Cuando el Rey Nimrod. Have a great weekend.